name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So there was this little boy who was sent by his mother to buy a $2 loaf of bread at the grocery store. The youngster noticed that there were loaves that cost more than $2 and some smaller ones for $1.50. So he obeyed his mother, picked up the $2 loaf, and went to checkout. While the checker was putting the bread into the bag, the boy noticed that the loaf looked rather small. It was not the same loaf he had put on the counter, but one that had been left by another customer. Not wanting to be disrespectful to the checker, he simply asked, "Isn't that a small loaf of bread for $2? "Well, you'll have less to carry," replied the checker curtly to the little man. So the boy put $1.50 on the counter. "Hey, boy, you're 50 cents short," said the baker. "That's right," replied the little boy. "You'll have less to count." Well, the honesty of this young man reminds us of what this day we celebrate is all about, Saint Bartholomew. He's also called Nathanael in the Bible. One day, his friend Philip went to Bartholomew with the good news of the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And Philip said to him, "Well, come and see. We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Bartholomew responded, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Well, when Nathanael met the Lord, though, Jesus' greeting to the blunt and honest skeptic was, "Behold," speaking of Bartholomew, "an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Bartholomew was puzzled at Jesus' appreciation for his blunt honesty. He asked Christ, "How do you know me?" And the Lord explained at that time that he had seen Bartholomew under a fig tree. Now, this particular type of tree in ancient Israel had branches that hung down and covered the base of the tree so that Nathanael's identity would have been hidden from any normal person. And yet, that was the point. Only God could have seen through those branches and known who it was. And so Bartholomew realized that Jesus indeed was the Messiah. And he confessed him as such. "Rabbi, Son of God, King of Israel, you are the true Messiah," was his confession. Also, in this context of Jesus acknowledging this man in whom there was no deceit, there was complete honesty, is a subtle way of contrasting him to a man in the Old Testament who was known for his deceit and dishonesty. His name was Jacob. He was one of the great patriarchs. Jacob was eventually broken, exposed, and brought to honesty before God. And when he did, we're told that one night Jacob saw angels ascending and descending on a ladder from heaven. Centuries later, Bartholomew was allowed to see that it was Jesus who is that ladder ascending and descending from heaven. He's the only other person in the Bible allowed to see that ladder. Jesus told him that he would see something that only one other man had ever witnessed. Jesus said, "You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." In other words, Jesus Christ is the ladder between heaven and earth, and Bartholomew was given to see that. By this encounter with Bartholomew, commending honesty, in the common speech of today, Bartholomew was willing to come clean with Jesus. He was totally honest with God. And in so doing, he became clean. He came clean to become clean. That's what baptism is all about. And that's what the whole Christian life is all about. A person comes clean to become clean. And this is why the celebration of St. Bartholomew is so very timely for our baptism of John today. At baptism, we come clean regarding sin. And the questions that were asked on behalf of John by the sponsors and parents, John renounces the devil, the world, and the flesh. This is his confession. A commitment of faith in Jesus Christ is also made on behalf of John today. In the last question, the parents and godparents on behalf of the child commit to see that the child is going to be raised in Christ, catechized, trained, brought to the bishop for confirmation. And this commitment on the part of the parents and godparents is so important. In the baptism of a child, parents acknowledge, come clean if you will, that it takes more than them to raise a godly child. Parents can't do it by themselves. They need the church, God's covenant community. And this is why in the baptismal office, the congregation, as you noticed, we all joined in prayer for John. We all are part of this community around him. And all those who are baptized, all those little ones, all these parents trying to raise godly children in this very difficult world. It takes years of faithfulness to the church to form a person in Christ. And parents, godparents commit to that, and we commit, as it will involve attending worship, bringing John to Sunday school, and eventually to confirmation classes. And we'll all join in helping. So baptism is a Bartholomew moment of coming clean. It's also the point at which a person becomes clean through the waters of baptism. You see, baptism is a sign and sacramental seal of cleansing. A person is washed of his or her sins. So let us not miss that coming clean and becoming clean are connected in the teachings of Jesus. We have to come clean to become clean. We come clean and confess our sin and Christ, and then we are washed with the waters of Christ. And so today, John is clean. He is in God's covenant. Our prayers are that he would always walk like Bartholomew with Jesus. Dr. Madison Surratt taught mathematics at Vanderbilt University for many years. Before giving a test, the professor would admonish his class with something like the following words. Here's what he would say. Today I'm giving you two examinations, one in trigonometry and the other in honesty. I hope you'll pass them both. If you must fail one, fail trigonometry. There are many good people in the world who can't pass trig, but there are no good people in the world who cannot pass the examination of honesty. May we all pass the ultimate test as well, following the model of Bartholomew, whom Jesus described as a man in whom there is no deceit.